Grumpy Old Geeks, a weekly talk show hosted by Brian Schulmeister and Jason DeFilippo, discussing the finer points of what went wrong on the internet and who's to blame.
Welcome to Grumpy Old Geeks for October 2nd, 2015. I am Jason DeFilippo.
And I'm Brian Schulmeister. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing okay.
All right.
Except for that.
Yes.
So we usually have a Patreon read at the beginning of this show, but I think we need to talk about the elephant in the room.
Well, yeah, they're our hack of the week.
They're our hack of the week. And it is at the beginning, I thought, oh, this is great. Patreon has done, you know, a responsible release. It's like, oh, we got hacked. Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Not so much. I have actually not followed up on this. Tip of the hat to two friends of the show, Dr. David Teeter and Fergal, who both sent us notifications as soon as they received them that there was a Patreon hack.
I already had the
Well, interestingly enough, I have not gotten an email from Patreon saying that I've been hacked.
Oh, that's odd.
I know. I think I seem to be the only one, which is, at first I was like, huh, do they know specifically the people that were hacked and they're only emailing them? I think they just screwed up and I just didn't get one.
Yeah, here's the problem. Everybody was hacked.
Yeah.
On Ars Technica, it's already come out. Gigabytes of user data from hack of Patreon donation site dumped online. Everything's out there. They've got the whole database.
Yeah, but they did say that the credit cards were stored separately, so they don't have credit cards?
They don't have credit cards. They don't have passwords. They did use bcrypt on the password, so that's fine. The only data that's really going to get out there from this is if you've donated to somebody. They know who you donated to. That's it. And that information is generally public for almost everything I've donated for.
Yeah.
Like if you go to my profile, it's all there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like we're kind of okay with it, but this is still very, very bad. But honestly, I mean, we haven't seen a better system out there for people like us. It does seem to be working rather well. This is unfortunate. And we do have to kind of say they did a good job of notifying people immediately. And
Except
for me. And there was a lot of information in it. So they've handled it the way that we have chastised other companies that have been hacked for not handling things. So at least they're doing all right with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far.
So far.
See how this goes.
This will be if you hear the Patreon thing come back up at the beginning of the show, that means they've sorted out their stuff to our satisfaction. But until then, we'd still like you to give us some money over there. But we're not going to pimp them quite so hard.
Well, I see no reason not to, but you know, it's our only avenue unless you want to go to our website and click on the PayPal button, which we also accept.
Yes. Yes. We still take your money in any format, really.
We just don't do Bitcoin.
Yeah. And, you know, so far we don't have a database to be hacked.
Not anymore. No.
No.
So, now speaking of money and giving it to people, I'm not giving it to Apple anymore because Apple Music's gone bye-bye.
Yeah, I canceled my recurring subscription before it renewed. They have not solved any of my issues. It's a shame because I would like to use their service and I wouldn't mind paying them the money to do so. But they're never going to solve the problem that I have, which is too big of a library. So I can never ever really use it, and they don't seem to give a shit. So
yeah, and when I went in, I did I made the other move of turning off my iTunes Match subscription.
Oh, yeah, smart.
Because I kept forgetting when it renewed, and then by the time it sent me the notice, I'm like, no, I don't want this anymore.
There's no point in keeping it anymore because everything is moving to streaming anyway. So at some point, you know, you and I will both pick our streaming provider. That will be that, and that'll be that.
I have multiple. I mean, for my Sonos, I use Spotify and I use Pandora. Yeah. And it's almost exclusively Pandora on the Sonos. On my computer and on my iDevice, it's Spotify. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, I was reading a lot of Sturm und Drang online about Apple Music and people, you know, chastising Apple and being shocked and dismayed that they would release such a buggy piece of crap that is totally not even in beta.
Have they ever bought anything from Apple ever? Because how they do everything.
I was also about to say this is really just an extension of iTunes, which has sucked since day one. So...
Apple in general always releases beta stuff. I mean, look at the iPhone, the first iPhone. That wasn't the best thing. They didn't even have an API store, nothing. And they just kind of fixed it over time. But this has just taken too long.
Yeah, this is just going to take too long, and especially when you're draining my wallet at a clip of about $10 a month. I'm not going to pay you to fix your shit.
Yeah, Spotify works. I'll pay them. I'm fine.
Yeah, I've switched back to Spotify for the time being. I will be keeping an eye on it. I would like to switch to Apple Music, but I have a feeling it's going to be a long time coming.
Yeah, and let's do a little follow-up on that ad blocker from Marco Arment. Peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, you are one of the few people that actually bought it.
Actually, no, there was a ton of people that bought it. It was the number one top paid app on the iTunes store for a while.
For a couple hours.
A couple days. Yes. I got an email from iTunes saying that Full City has advised us that they have permanently removed the app Peace, block ads and trackers powered by Ghostery from the App Store, and will no longer provide support for this app. Mm-hmm. As a result, we have issued a full refund for this app in the amount of $2.99. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
I've never gotten one of these from iTunes before. Marco shit the bed with them, and I think really embarrassed the hell out of them.
Really?
By pulling it?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. It was, it's amazing that, having gone through the whole process with iTunes and the store and everything anyways, that anybody can get anything done that quickly. So I guess Marco has some power over there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, there you go. I mean, what a mess that whole thing was, and we'll see where he goes next.
Well, I mean, so he's got enough money that he doesn't have to do anything from the Tumblr exit. So
of course, must be nice.
And the Instapaper exit and the...
The exits of the exits of the exits of
yeah.
the exits.
He didn't make anything off the magazine, but whatever. So anyway, a little bit about work-life balance update. This is my last, hopefully, knock on wood. I don't know if you could hear that. That was me knocking on wood. Okay. My last Grumpy Old Geeks from my house.
All right.
I went in on an office, an actual office with a 2-year lease like an adult.
Look at you. I still intend to do that at some point, but everything is in such flux right now for me that I just haven't hit the bullet yet.
Yeah, my roommate needed an office and I needed an office and, just too much being in the house. So we split an office I'm moving in this afternoon.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. I need to go get another job, like a second, third job. Or actually, it'll be a third job. I already have two jobs.
Yeah, you need a job to pay for your office.
I do.
That's also one of the reasons I haven't done it yet. I'm a German and I'm disciplined, so I'm able to kind of separate my life fairly well. But if I were any worse at it, I'd have to bite the bullet and get an office.
Yeah, I'm Italian and passionate. So the one thing that really just chapped my hide was the business internet costs are so ridiculous.
Yeah, you get screwed left, right, and center. They just basically jack the cost to give you the exact same service just because you're in an office.
The only difference is when you're on a home setting, you're shared with the neighborhood, right?
Right.
Business, dedicated.
Yeah.
So I have 300 down, 20 up at home, costs $80.
Right.
Usually get about 100 down and 25 up. So I don't know how that worked out. But at the office, I got a 300 down, 20 up. And so the $80 connection at home costs $550 at the office.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Unbelievable. The only thing I get is a static IP, so it's easier to trace me.
Great. Woo. There's a bonus. Thanks a lot, Time Warner.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, good times. Luckily, again, I work from home, and most of the time during the workday, theoretically, although this is Los Angeles and nobody works and everybody's home all the time, but theoretically, nobody else in my neighborhood should be here sucking down bandwidth. And I've had very few problems, actually. So it's continued to work for me, and I'm just paying my regular cheap price.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So iOS 9.02, we would be remiss if we did not discuss this. Bluetooth did not turn on.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay, I left it on because, I turned it off to try and test it and then forgot to check later. And then I'm just like, wait, no, my watch isn't working. Shit, I got to turn that on. So,
yeah. Don't you worry, man. I will stick with this until the bitter end of iOS updates.
Okay, great. Yes. And I have the WatchOS 2 on my watch now. And it's cuter. Not too much of a discernible difference. I haven't played with it all that much, but I like the new watch faces.
Okay.
Because the second hand actually moves on the one I'm using now. And the old one, it didn't move. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, Apple version 1.
Indeed.
Yes. And just to follow up again, because we do like to talk about this, there is a study which came out, and I like the title, Concludes the Obvious. San Francisco tech workers have trouble affording housing in the nation's priciest rental market. And I was just looking down through the list, and these guys are making some good money. I mean, we're looking at average salaries are probably, you know, 120K a year. But then I look at the percentage of the salary being paid for rent for just a one bedroom, 50%. That's insane.
It's incredible.
That is fucking insane. And listen up, neighbors here in Silicon Beach, we're heading the same damn way. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah. I mean, I was looking at this too, and I'm just like, wow, here's the interesting thing. This is the one thing I wanted to point out on this grid, the actual salaries.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the salaries and they haven't gone up very much in over 10 years.
No, salaries, this is about the same that people we knew were getting doing relatively similar jobs.
Well, in 2004, I worked at Technorati and I made $125,000 a year. This time I could work at Slack and make $125,000 a year. And I was paying probably 23% of my salary for housing back then.
Yeah.
Now it's 42. How is that progress?
It's not, and this is something that you and I have been screaming about on our show.
Yes.
A lot.
And I had a house. They're talking for a one-bedroom. I had a house. That's insane.
Yes, unless you're a CEO, because those pay rates have been skyrocketing over the recent years. Pay is about the same for the tech industry jobs for the last 10 years, and everything else is more expensive. All your costs are more expensive. Your pay is the same.
All your costs belong to us.
In the news...
Brian, you don't actually use Gmail, right? You have your own mail server, like an old person.
I do. I have my old mail server like Hillary Clinton, except it's not in my house.
Yeah, that's why you didn't get any of my mail last weekend.
I use Gmail basically anytime I have a new client and I have to set something up, or I have to start like doing social networks for them, and they're too technically inept because no person I ever work for has an IT department anymore to set me up with an email address at their domain so I can go create stuff. I will use Gmail to, you know, basically create a temporary email address so I can go around and take care of things for clients. That's the only time I ever use Gmail.
Okay, that's all I use. I have 6 Gmail accounts. I use Mailplane 3 to access them all on my Macintosh. Yes. And Google has just come out with Google Inbox. Mm-hmm. Now, I thought that they really kind of screwed up on basically everything design-wise that they've done in a very long time, like maybe forever. They've never had good design. This thing is the worst thing that came out of Google, I think, since they started. It is almost unusable. Nothing is in order. I want my email to be in order. How hard is that?
It shouldn't be terribly hard. And if you really want it in order, Jason, why don't you just ask the NSA? They'll send it to you that way.
Yeah, seriously, this is such a mess. I'm looking at it right now, and it's like, hey, it's pretty. It's like they kind of, I don't know, they infantilized the inbox somehow.
Well, you have to remember there are now a subsidiary company of ABC.
Alphabet.
Yes, which looks like Sesame Street. So why are we shocking?
Why are we shocking? I don't know why we're shocking.
Yeah, I don't know why we're shocking either. I don't. Know why I'm saying that.
This
More
is,
coffee,
yeah,
Jason. More
seriously,
coffee.
This is just not cool. It's really hard to just, seriously, everybody, if you've got Gmail, go check out Inbox, then immediately run to the hills.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it is what it is. My biggest experience with trying to deal with Gmail is another awesome client story. Creating, you know, doing mailings for a client and a client that does not listen to the rules about doing mailings and then always complains that how come the mailing goes into my sponsor thing in Google? And I how do we change that? And I'm like, that's you don't. That's what it's for. And that's the way it works. And if you won't listen to me about ways to change your mailing, it's going to always go there. So.
Yeah. They don't listen. It's called spamming, you dumb shit.
Yeah. We are sending spam. So that's where it goes. That's what we're doing. Nobody wants to read this crap that you're sending out. Anyways, moving on.
Moving along.
So there was an app that was going to come called People.
Oh, and this is the biggest news on the internet.
It is the biggest news on the internet, and it's basically Yelp for people. So you have to sign in using your Facebook account, so there would be some accountability, and then you just get to give people Uber-style ratings. What a great idea.
Oh,
what
yeah.
could possibly go wrong?
Oh, they should have just called it Troll Heaven.
I know.
So it's down right now. It was down most of the day yesterday. It came back up in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they're just getting DDoSed from hell and back.
Yeah, this is good. Which is good. That's funny. This is how we wage war against stupid things on the internet these days. There will be this app, whether it's under this name or something else at some point, because there just has to be.
I know. I mean, this is not a new idea. There's nothing revolutionary about it. The only thing is somebody actually went and made it or is trying to make it. We talked about this. This has been a dream for 20 years, but everybody came to the conclusion that, oh man, that actually is a really bad idea to make this and bring it into the world.
It's a very bad idea, but of course, all bad ideas must be done by Silicon Valley. So we will get this in one form or another, and we will all promptly ignore it.
Yeah, I haven't gone and watched the videos of the two girls who built this application. So they have a kind of their story in 10 parts on YouTube. So,
oh joy.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to watch that because I got better things to do with my time.
I'm not going to watch that either. But Jason, you just assured yourself a 1-star rating from them for calling them girls.
I know.
And interesting news about cool things that really happen. They found water on Mars.
Wee-hoo.
Which is awesome. If you delve into it a little bit deeper, what they really know is they've suspected this is true for at least 10 years now. Now there's just finally enough evidence for them to say, yeah, there's water on Mars.
Yeah, and I mean, it's seasonal, it's salty, blah, blah, blah. It's been around, but there's some water there. I think they were just trying to get ahead of the Martian.
Yeah, that's the big joke everybody's running with. It's the perfect promotional campaign for the Martian.
So,
but still cool as hell. And the kind of news that we should have been paying attention to, not people.
I was trying to come up with some kind of Martian people, Soylent Green crossover, but I got nothing.
Yeah. You got nothing.
But Evan Williams has something.
No, he doesn't.
He's got $57 million.
Got a lot more money. Yes. That's awesome for medium.
Yeah. They raised $57 million, even though he's a billionaire, I believe.
Well, you don't spend your own money.
You never spend your own money.
Only stupid people like us do that on this podcast.
I know. I think Evan hides all his money in his beard now. I just didn't even recognize him in these press photos. I'm like, he's got a beard. He looks weird.
At least he didn't man bun. Yeah. I don't think he could actually grow a man bun looking at the thinning.
No. Ev's got the rest of the problem the rest of us have. It's going fast.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, shut up.
I've got a full, wonderful head of hair. I could man bun if I wanted to.
And I think I've seen you in one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that wasn't quite man buns. That was the old samurai bowling days.
Oh, well, no, I've got a picture from New Year's Eve from 2000 or 1999 with your hair up.
Just goes to show you I'm way ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You always say that you can always make money off the internet, right, Jason?
Pretty much.
And I pretty much argue with that all the time and say, nah, not so much. You may be right. I did find a story that shows that you can always make money off the internet. Couples revealed how much money they actually make from having sex on webcams.
Yeah.
They make quite a lot of money if they're good looking.
Of course.
I mean, we're talking six-figure salaries. Unfortunately, if they're in San Francisco, that still only gets them a one bedroom to do all their bonking in.
Yeah, hopefully they can open the windows and get the stank out.
Yeah, so apparently there's quite a lot of money in there for people having sex on webcams. So
there always has been and there always will be.
Yes. And related and amusing news, if you're going to go watch any porn, don't go to the webcams and help them this month. Go to Pornhub because they are donating money to breast cancer research for every video you watch this month.
For every 30 videos you watch, they donate 1 cent.
Better than nothing.
And hey, man, just talk about making money on the internet. I just sent you $13 from our VPN affiliate commission.
That is true. That $13 will pay for, I'm not sure what, maybe it's probably going to pay for a Jack and Coke at the airport tomorrow because that's about what they cost.
Okay. I was thinking maybe for the grumpyoldgeeks.com domain that is going to be renewing soon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to pay for that too. Evan, send us some money.
But we're not on medium.
Maybe we should make a Grumpy Old Geeks Medium page.
Yeah. Now the interesting thing I want to kind of circle back to the Medium thing because they're raising a ton of money. They're valued at $400 million at this point.
Right.
They're not releasing traffic numbers. They're not releasing very many metrics at all.
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out how they're coming up with a valuation with no metrics that they're releasing.
Jason,
I know it's you just make shit up.
The reason this podcast started is because I asked you how the fuck are any of these companies worth this much money? We still haven't figured it out.
No. And it's like Andreessen Horowitz are the ones that put in this money. It's like, what the hell?
I don't know. It makes no sense to me.
The Business Insider article that we're going to link to in the show notes actually has some pretty good theories about how it's just basically being used as a press release vehicle now. You know, yeah. you write a press release like it's a Medium article and people like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes no sense. I don't get it.
Yeah. What also doesn't make any sense is Amazon is banning the sale of Apple TV and Google Chromecast to boost their Prime Video.
It makes a lot of sense, unfortunately. I disagree with it, and I hate the fact that this is the way it's going to go, but everybody is trying to get you locked into their own infrastructure, and that's that, and we're going to stop carrying competitors' stuff, and it's just a horrible world that we're all moving to.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that pisses me off about this. I'm like, Amazon, you're a store. You sell shit. Just shut up and sell shit.
They are not a store anymore, man. They're a lifestyle.
They are a lifestyle brand.
Yes. So, yeah, this is a bad move on their part. I hope they change their minds. I don't want to see the internet going this way, but hey, nobody listens to us.
Hey, man, you know what? It'll just it'll bring Best Buy back to life, because when I want to go buy the new Apple TV, which I'm going to buy because my current Apple TV sucks, I just go to Best Buy.
Yeah. Well, Best Buy. I don't even know if there's a physical one around here anymore.
I got one right down the street. It's right next to the Apple store, surprisingly.
All right. Well, you go buy me my Apple TV too and mail it to me.
I'll have to mail it to you because I'm not driving back to Santa Monica because now I have my big swanky office.
All right.
Security? Ha!
Last time we talked, I was at DerbyCon in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, I saw many pictures. None of which had you wearing a derby. I'm very disappointed.
I don't like derbies.
I was going to Photoshop the hell out of that and put it up on Patreon page, but then, you know, we got hacked.
There was only one actual photo of me, and that was hanging out with Crystal Method.
Yes, I saw that.
That was pretty awesome. I got to say, that was like a bucket list moment for me.
Yeah, they're nice guys. I met them at NAMM down in Anaheim once. They played a little private show thing there, and yeah, really cool guys. And they have a really cool audio setup. I don't know if they had all their gear with them. Probably not. They probably just DJ'd, right?
They had two turntables and a sampler. And it was like, I'm like, how the hell are you getting that out of that? They were so, and I love how they tag team too. One guy would play and the other guy would drink.
Yeah.
That was awesome. It's
basically the best job ever.
I know. We need to figure out how we can do that. So you can podcast and then I'll drink and then I'll podcast and then you drink.
Yeah, I don't think it really works for podcasting. We would have to actually switch to DJing.
Oh, man.
Grumpy old spinners.
And then we'd have to have talent.
Oh, that too. But hey, that didn't stop us from podcasting.
That's true. And I also hung out with Jordan Cooper from The Morning Dump, Tech Douchebags, and The Internet Outrage Machine, and probably something else I forgot. But he was awesome in person. We sat around, had a couple of beers, and literally talked about the new iPhone 6 Plus S the whole time.
You guys are crazy.
We are crazy, crazy nerds. And we're hanging out with Jordan Harbinger, my buddy too. And he had just gotten the 6 or the 6S. And like, I'm hanging out with two. I was going to say, I'm talking to Jordan and the other Jordan, but okay. So I'm talking to Cooper. Harbinger's sitting there on his phone. Didn't look up once, but was totally engaged in the conversation. Just like we were just nerds.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird.
You are definitely not making me sad that I didn't go.
And the other thing is Harbinger had the coin the whole time we were there, and he used it everywhere we went, and it didn't work in only one place.
Okay.
Gordon Biersch, which is exactly where we were hanging out with Jordan Cooper.
Well, did he try to use it in ATM? Because friend of the show, Fergal, said that is one of the big sticking issues is it doesn't work in most ATMs.
No, I think he already knows that. But we went to Morton's. We went to really nice places. We went to really crappy places. It worked at Potbelly's. We had a Potbelly's across the street from the hotel.
Now you just made me jealous. I love those damn things.
I had it Friday night and Saturday morning. Went twice.
Nice. Yeah, those are delicious.
So the videos from DerbyCon are up. We're going to have a link in the show notes. And Jordan Harbinger's link is up there because he did the keynote, and that's why I was there. So I got a free, like, you know, trip to DerbyCon. Mm-hmm. And, man, I feel like an idiot when I'm there. These people are so damn smart. I went to three panels, and one of them was on social engineering, so I was cool with that one. That was by Chris Hadnagy from the Social Engineer podcast. He's awesome. We we got really messed up with him later that night. Mm-hmm. I saw a talk on using sentiment analysis against your social media accounts to find out who in your organization is a twat and you should probably get more insurance on. It's like,
okay,
very strange talks. And I saw another one that I can't even remember because it was so convoluted. But there's a lot of stuff coming out from these talks.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to you telling us all about it.
Okay. Well, then there's a car hacking technique that came out from from DerbyCon, where they figured out that you can infect your car and then infect the dealership's machines and the diagnostic machines, which will then infect every other car, and it spreads like an STD.
Well, you know, again, we've railed about the Internet of Things, and this is not surprising.
No. Well, this is the big thing because you're
driving in it and could die.
Yeah, very, very much so. And speaking of the Internet of Things, there's a cool new, I don't even know if it's new, but there's a search engine called Shodan, which is a search engine for the Internet of Things.
Yes.
It's very interesting. And through that, these guys have figured out that, let's see here. What's the total number? 68,000 medical devices that are online that are exposed that you can pretty much hack into.
Yeah. This is just awesome.
Yeah, that's what's happening. The Internet of Things. We've been talking about this since episode 2 or 3, and it is going to get much, much worse. And after you go through and look at these DerbyCon videos, you're really going to know how much worse it's going to get.
Look, just with the old internet, we have all these sites built by people who supposedly know what they're doing that get hacked anyways. And now we're just plugging, everybody is just putting up their stuff with no expertise whatsoever, no idea of how to do security. This is just, we are in for just such a mess over the next few years.
I know. I was even thinking about getting like a webcam for the office for when I'm not there, because then I can get a cool Nest cam. And then I'm thinking to myself, are you an idiot?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you ever listened to your own show? Do not do that.
That would not be a good idea. Yeah.
And also people that have really crappy experience with security is Experian.
Mm-hmm.
They've been getting hacked left and right. And now 15 million U.S. customers who signed up for T-Mobile service from 2013 to September this year.
Right.
Their data's out there, too.
I'm just going to go ahead and put all my personal data up on my blog.
It's almost like it just makes it easy.
I'm going to beat everyone to it. Here you go. Have at it.
Yeah. It really is.
Anybody that is asking for your social security number for any form of identification that does not need it, any company whatsoever, refuse to do it. People, just start refusing to do it because it will get out there. And that's the one that really will screw you.
Okay, so you know that Edward Snowden is now on Twitter, right?
Oh, yes, I've heard.
Yeah, he's pretty funny, actually. I like it.
Yeah.
So he linked to an article called Social Media Self-Defense by this woman named Ellie Armageddon. Nice. It's a pretty good article, I got to say.
Okay.
I just wanted to throw it in there because it's funny that Edward Snowden is now on Twitter and linking out to other people on hacking.
Yes, it's good stuff.
Comment of the week.
Review.
No problem.
Recording.
Damian Mayers is our latest Patreon subscriber and latest hacked victim. Thanks much.
Thank you, Damian. And sorry about that.
Sorry about that. And sorry to all our Patreon subscribers that they have been hacked. But again, it's nothing terribly crazy that got out there. So you're relatively safe, and we'd still appreciate your cash and support. And what else are you going to say about that right now? I feel like a shill.
I know. It does kind of make you feel shitty.
It makes you feel pretty shitty when you're pitching something that gets hacked. So,
please give us some money on the thing that just got hacked. But PayPal still works. But you don't get all the fun stuff that we post on Patreon.
Exactly. Well, actually, you can, because they can now just download it in a big dump.
That's true. You can just go to the dark net and just grab everything we've posted. Just
get all our super interesting stuff.
So our first iTunes review this week comes from Red Rules. They say, keep it grumpy. Mix a nice chemistry between the two hosts who enunciate well, add a set list of content to weigh in on, and probably most important, take time to mix the show in post so the hosts have their sound inputs even and pleasant to listen to. These grumps do just that. They consistently put a solid effort in their production, and it shows. Well, thank you, Red Rules, because that took 2 years to get right.
Yeah, it took us a long time to dial it in. And just, you know, an audio engineering note. The best way to make something sound good is to make sure that it sounds good prior to post. So we do spend quite a lot of time making sure our audio is and our inputs are about even and everything sounds as good as absolutely possible before post.
Yes, and we also spend quite a bit of time and money. So go to patreon.com/GOG.
All right, we got another 5-star rating on iTunes, and this is from Andrew Batts. Great curation, fun commentary. J&B, we sound like we should be a beverage. Maybe we need to make a beverage.
I think
that's
a scotch. Isn't there a J&B scotch?
I believe so, but you know, this might be our new way to make some money. Let's make a booze.
Okay.
Grump Gria. Little joke there for all the listeners. Mm-hmm. All right, anyways, J&B, I've been listening off and on, mostly on, for 2 years now. The curation of content is amazing. It helps me decide what I should remember from whatever happened in the week or tell me about things I missed and care about. The commentary is sharp and insightful, especially when the geeks have firsthand experience with it, dealing with web contract work, WordPress, music industry nonsense. Tangentially, curated links is the best feature of the show. I think this guy really likes the links.
I think he likes the links.
Please include them in the inline show notes of the feed. I actually hate when podcasts do that.
We're
sorry,
not doing man. That. Sorry,
yeah, we're
dude.
Not going to do that. I can't stand it. I just want something brief. I want to...
We did that for a year, and it's a pain in the ass, and it breaks a lot of things, and it screws up the feed. So, sorry.
Yeah, not good.
There's a link to the show notes that you can get to from any, like, pod feed listener. Even the podcast app now will do that.
Yeah, so there you go. Back to the comment. The reason I sometimes leave, but always come back eventually, is when the commentary is wrong or misses large developments. Opinions can't be wrong, friend.
Well, actually, we've stepped on our dick quite a few times.
Of course we have, but you know, you try to do a weekly show while still working full time.
Exactly.
See how well you do. But given the nature of the show, a radio morning show crossed with tech meme news aggregation, it's fine. See, there you go.
There we go.
Talk later didn't read. Enjoyable, entertaining, and a great practice for on the fly censoring around the youth or elderly.
Well played. Well played.
According to the previous comments from last week, not so much, but okay. Links in line, more personal experiences, and a little less reaching for facts without research. Come on. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing the show.
Oh, man. Yeah. So sorry, we're not going to put the links in line because it's just, it's too much and it can screw up the feed. We've
exactly
had problems.
Difficult to get to.
That's why there's a link that says show notes at.
Yeah.
Bink. Go for it.
But thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. And good luck censoring around the youth and elderly. And really, thank you for the comment. And thank you for the 5 stars.
Yes, thank you. We got a comment from Twitter from Elliot Earls. The first 2 minutes of this podcast is comedy gold. He spent some time crapping on you about your gun things, and he's linking back to a previous episode where we talk about guns, and I make fun of you mercilessly for about 2 minutes.
Oh, that's the one, because I couldn't figure out what the hell he was linking to. I'm like, oh, whatever.
I went back and listened to it, and I was quite funny.
I'm glad you think you were quite funny.
And we will not talk about the gun thing this week, even though we should.
No, we're not at all.
Okay, moving on.
So we got a link from Nat Spark.
Yes.
It says, would love to hear your opinions on this. And he links to a life hacker story about brand loyalty is for suckers.
Yep. Agree 100%.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. Yeah. Brand loyalty is for suckers. It's there's no reason to stick to a brand ever. They don't give a shit about you. The only problem with switching back and forth is that people have figured out the stuff with brands. So they try to lock you into things as much as possible. Hence the story about Amazon earlier. Everybody was going to try to lock you into an infrastructure. If you can avoid it and you're fine with that, I highly suggest you do so. Brand loyalty for anything is ridiculous. As my dad rails about every single Sunday when I go visit him, how come new customers get discounts and if I'm an old customer, I get nothing? Well, that's because you shouldn't have brand loyalty.
Right, because the people that were there when you became a customer have now moved on and don't give a shit about you anymore. And there's new people who only want other new people.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't buy anything from Apple for movies. I'd rather buy a DVD. I only buy unlocked open audio files, you know, stuff like that. It's like once they get you into ecosystem lock-in, you're screwed. So
yeah.
So just do everything you can to avoid lock-in and go from there.
Yeah, and just avoid brand loyalty in any aspect of your life. I mean, if you like New Balance sneakers, that's great. But if somebody comes out with something better, there's no reason to stick with New Balance. Go get damn Nike, unless you care about the kids.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Now, via Patreon, Egghead Games writes...
Anybody can read this. It's out there.
It's out there, yes. In case there are fans of Einstein's Puzzle, here's a bit of shameless promotion. EggheadGames.com. EggheadGames.com.
Yes.
Okay. I thought that was part of the sentence. We make logic puzzle apps that have similar puzzles. No ads, no spyware. Start with the quick logic puzzles if you're new to this genre for iOS and Android, including Kindle Fire. Go Amazon, yay. And yes, after some free samples, we do charge. Very old-fashioned of us.
I am actually going to check these out, and thank you very much, Egghead Games. And, you know, because you donated to us on Patreon, we have no problem promoting you.
Absolutely not. And I did check out the games, and they are very much like Einstein's Puzzle. You have the grids and the logic puzzle, and you just walk through them, and I am going to purchase one of their puzzles. They have a cool puzzle pack for classrooms that's like $3, so I'm going to go pick that up this afternoon.
Oh, nice. I'm going to definitely be checking that out. So thank you very much, Egghead Games.
Oh, you should definitely check it out because you're going to be on a plane for a couple hours.
Exactly. That's why I'm going to be grabbing some before I hit the flights. We appreciate all of your comments and all of your ratings. Please do visit us at iTunes at grumpyoldgeeks.com/iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating and a comment. That is probably the best method for promoting us right now. You can reach us on Twitter at GOG Podcast. Don't bother with Facebook. We never see it. GrumpyOldGeeks.com. You can leave us feedback there. And of course, our Patreon page at patreon.com/GOG, where if you go sign up now, you won't be hacked because they've already done it.
It's the pre-hacking.
Yes. It's been pre-hacked, so feel free to go give us money that way.
Media Candy.
Boy, Jason, there's a bunch of shows out there that we should probably be watching, just judging from the commercials I've seen and the trailers. So I think we have to Rochambeau over who's going to watch Limitless and who's going to watch Scorpion.
See, Scorpion, this is second season for Scorpion, I believe.
Yeah, I think I might want that one.
You can have that one because I've seen part of that one. We actually made fun of part of that one on the show where they dropped the Ethernet cable out of the plane into the moving car to hack the plane to make it land.
I do remember that one. But overall, it does seem like it's going to be pretty good. So I might pull that one up on vacation and take a look.
Be my guest because you're probably the only person that has ever said that.
Okay.
I might skip Limitless because I like the movie and I don't want to ruin it. I might go for Minority Report. How's that?
Okay. You can watch that one then. Yeah. I will dip in and try both Limitless and Scorpion so we can at least do our due diligence on the geeky shows that are out there.
Okay. You know, Wesley Snipes has a TV show now.
Is it called Still Haven't Paid My Taxes?
It's called The Player.
Close enough.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, man, at least he took the piss out of himself in The Expendables 27 or whichever one he was in.
I've lost track of that.
Mm. X-Files.
Yes.
New promos out.
Loved it.
Looking good.
Looking really good.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all I got to say. I'm so excited about this. I really am.
I know.
You know, I've got to go through. I can't go through and watch everything, but I might go through and like go through the wikis and all that to kind of catch myself back up with how it all ended, at least so I can remember. I mean, the movies were just horrible, so never mind that, but we'll see.
That's a funny thing. I didn't actually mind the movies.
They were fine, but they didn't deliver what we all needed to have delivered.
See, here's the problem. They'll never deliver. X-Files will never deliver. Because if they deliver, nobody's going to watch anymore. They can't make anymore. So when they're done, they'll deliver.
This is going to be it. They're coming. They're going to come back. They're going to do a season, and that'll be that. So this better be wrap up. That's all I'm saying.
I want to find that. This better be the money shot.
Exactly. And speaking of money shots, I started watching a show, and I actually finished. There's only one season, unfortunately, but the name is genius. It's called Scrotal Recall.
Oh my God, what the hell is that?
It is a British show. I believe it was Channel 4 in Britain that ran it originally. Netflix bought the rights to it. It did okay over there. It's doing much better on Netflix, so in theory, there'll be a second season. It was very funny. The concept of the show is genius. A guy gets chlamydia and has to go back and talk to every single one of his exes that he slept with over the years. So he decides to go visit them to kind of see what went wrong. It's very, what was
it's,
that?
My name is Earl for STDs.
Or, you know, High Fidelity, when the character went back to go talk to all of his exes to find out why they dumped him. It's very similar to that. The concept is great. There's really good jokes in it. I was a little bummed out because it does what all things do, and it ends up becoming kind of a love story between him and the girl that he never considered, rather than delving in on just the dirty humor. But it's worth it. You don't like comedies, Jason, so this isn't for you. But those of you that do enjoy a good kind of raunchy British comedy, it's quite funny, and it's free on Netflix. So
I love comedies. I just don't like, you know, American sitcoms. I don't like American sitcoms.
I'm going to have to go. You're making my job so much hard. I'm going to have to go back like three episodes ago and find the exact clip where you said, I don't like watching comedies.
No, I don't like watching sitcoms, an American sitcom specifically, because I don't want to watch Friends.
All right. Okay.
I'm sorry, man. Come on. Like Spaced. Spaced is one of the best shows ever made. That was a comedy, a British comedy, and it was short. It was great.
Go back and pull the clip saying that you don't like watching them.
Blow me.
Okay.
Then I'm going to have to find you in 10 years until you have chlamydia. So 10th anniversary of Serenity is out. Oh, my God. This is crazy. It's been 10 years since Serenity came out.
I was way late to the game on that. I think I only watched it about 5 years ago.
Yeah, because the reason I found out about this was I was working at Technorati and Derek Powazik, our designer, had gotten like early access to see the film because he did some kind of like pre-proto Kickstarter thing and donated a bunch of money. And he got back the next day and he's like super depressed. And I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, I just saw the Firefly movie. And I'm like, I'm like, oh, okay. What's Firefly? Actually, I knew what Firefly was, but I'm like, you actually watched Firefly? Because I gave up after the first episode. Long story, but he got me back into Firefly and then into Serenity. And it was just like, yeah, I can see why he was very upset the next day after watching Serenity, because I'm still pissed at Joss for how he ended that movie.
See, I saw the movie first. I just saw the movie and then I went back and watched the show. So,
See, I mean, I am a leaf on the wind. Watch how I soar. Poof. Fuck you.
Yes, like, pretty much.
Thank you for ruining everything, you asshole.
Well, now you know how I felt at the end of Battlestar Galactica.
Moron of the week!
Moron of the week. Every single one of you that keeps copying and pasting those stupid Facebook copyright notices, you're not lawyers. It doesn't work. Fucking stop it. That's all I got, really.
Okay.
I mean, I can expand at great lengths on that, but anybody listening to this podcast knows it's a complete and utter load of shit, and I'm sick of seeing it, and I wish there was a filter for it.
Do you know what the fun part is? I have friends that are lawyers that posted that.
They need to be disbarred.
I seriously think that they need to just immediately be disbarred, unless it was ironic.
That should actually be cause for being disbarred. Anyways, the other moron of the week would be Garth Brooks. He is basically claiming that he broke his cell phone, which wiped out all the thoughts and doodles and sketches he had for his new album, which I say, no great loss.
No great loss, and I call bullshit. I think he's just saying he's using that as an excuse to push his new album back.
I think that there might be some truth to that. I also do seem to remember the Green Day. We lost a whole entire album. All the master tapes were in a cab, and they're gone.
Dog ate my homework.
Yeah, I do believe that at least for the Green Day thing, it was because the album was so fucking bad, they scrapped it and started over.
that's actually quite possible.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Are you kidding me? Love it.
I don't know how techie this is, but after going to DerbyCon and doing a lot of social engineering talks and stuff and hanging out with people like this, I thought this was pretty funny. The New Scientist has an article called "The Lies We Tell Are More Convincing When We Need to Pee."
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting. It's a fun little read, but it's very short. But it's apparently when you got a wee, you are definitely more convincing when you want to lie.
Maybe because you're focused on something else and you just kind of let the lie flow instead of overthinking it.
Yeah, that's true. You're not thinking about like the consequences of the lie or like much of anything. You're just thinking, I just don't want to wet my pants.
Exactly. I just got to get out of here. I got to go. Yeah, you never know. And if you want to see video that proves that we're basically over as a society and we're just spiraling into a pit of nothingness, I've got the link just for you.
This is perfect.
This is, I watched this and I just got, I wanted to fucking vomit. bunch of sorority girls from Arizona State went off to the Diamondbacks game, and the cameraman basically took a very long video of them doing absolutely nothing but taking selfies the entire fucking game.
This is one of the greatest videos of all time.
It is amazing, and it really just makes you want to stop living.
No, it doesn't. I loved it. They're just having fun, but I'm just like, I just wanted to scream at them, stop it with the duck face.
Yeah, duck face, duck face, duck face, selfie, 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 pose, 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 pull my face in, pose again, take another selfie, get my friend taking a selfie, put the hot dog in between us, take a selfie. Oh my God, this is insane.
Oh, here's a churro.
Well, that part was enjoyable.
And there's one girl off to the side just eating her ice cream. She's just like, what the fuck are you people doing?
I know. I loved her. That was the best. She's just like, not playing. I'm not playing your reindeer games.
Exactly. No, if everybody, if you're listening now, go watch this video.
Closing shout outs.
I want to give a shout out to both the cities that I like to call home because they both clinched their divisions this week in that sport ball thing that Jason doesn't follow. So congrats to the Toronto Blue Jays and my Los Angeles Dodgers. And now I'm going to go on to the sport that I really care about. I'm going to be seeing the German national team play in about less than 2 weeks now. Super excited about that.
How the hell do we still let Toronto into our national sport?
They beat the crap out of most of our teams this season.
That doesn't matter. They're Canadian.
I know. Silly Canadians.
So the Cubs didn't make it, eh?
I believe they've got a wild card spot.
Oh, I heard they were doing really good.
Yeah, they are. They've got a wild card spot, so they've still got a chance to make the shoe.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Wow. That would be amazing and unheard of and never going to happen.
Hopefully not.
So I got a bunch of shout outs this week.
Okay.
Scott and Ken from the Crystal Method, thank you for giving me your booze and your conversation. We hung out for like 3 hours or 2 or 3 hours after the show. Super nice guys, super sweet. If you ever get a chance to see them, go see them because the talent that they have with just using two turntables is unreal. Unreal. No computers, two turntables.
And if you haven't seen them do their real show live, which is not just the DJing thing, they are phenomenal.
I really want to go see the full show because this was just them. They showed up. They literally got there 13 minutes before they went on stage. Somebody dragged their main guy, basically their gimp, threw their stuff on stage. They came back, knocked back a couple cocktails, took a few pictures, and ran up and did their whole show for like an hour and a half. And it was just incredible. I want to thank Dave Kennedy from DerbyCon and TrustedSec and the guy who wrote the social engineering toolkit for hooking everything up this week. He was amazing. Super nice guy. Chris Hadnagy from the Social Engineer podcast and social-engineer.com. I'd always wanted to meet him. Turns out he's an amazingly cool dude. Really funny.
Cool.
And we had a great time. Got really drunk and danced a lot with a bunch of girls at Crystal Method. It was bizarre. And of course, Jordan Harbinger from The Art of Charm, because we got to hang out and just do nerd stuff all week and look at phones. It was a great week.
Sounds awesome.
It really actually kind of was.
So basically, you did the same thing that you do here. You just did it there.
We did it there with lots of covert cocktails and wandering around, just meeting people and saying hi.
Awesome.
So thanks for listening. I am Jason DeFilippo, and you can check me out at jpd.me.
And I'm Brian Schillmeister, and you can follow me on Twitter at SlenderFungus.
Until next time.
Well, not quite, Jason.
Not quite indeed.
No, I'm taking off on my European vacation, and we've decided this time around to not try to make me do a show while I'm out there so I can actually enjoy my vacation.
We're breaking the mold.
We are. And
so,
I'm excited.
Yeah, so next week, Jordan Cooper is going to be taking your spot.
I'm super excited to have him fill in for me. He's a very funny guy. I enjoy talking to him on the Twitters, and I like his podcast. So I hope you guys have a great show.
Yeah, after meeting him in person, we just totally vibed. So it's just like me and you hanging out at the bar. It was pretty much the same thing. So I think we're going to have a great show.
Excellent. I can't wait to listen to it. I will be downloading it while I'm heading on another jet.
Okay. Well, don't use that international data roaming. Go try and find some Wi-Fi because otherwise, yeah, yes. Our Patreon donations will not cover you downloading just one podcast.
No, they will not. So yeah, until the next time, Jason.
Until then, no, because yeah. Okay. One more time. Because
we're doing one before you go on vacation.
Yes, then because I'm going.
I'm trying to draft in a couple different people right now. So we'll see who I'm going to have take your spot.
Okay, yes, because I will be in Tokyo. And time difference and all that stuff. No, I would like a vacation too. Exactly. If you get one, I get one.
Fair enough.
Okay, well, until the next time, talk to you later.
Talk to you later, man.
Grumpy Old Geeks is a fan-supported show. Check out our pre-hacked Patreon page at patreon.com/GOG. We really appreciate your support. If you don't want to or can't donate but still want to support the show, please go to grumpyoldgeeks.com/iTunes and leave us a few words and 5 stars or tell a friend about the show. Actually, that's even better. Please, pretty please, tell a friend about the show. Intro music for the show is provided by the band Among Us. You can find them on iTunes, Spotify, and Tidal, or Apple Music, or whatever is the music du jour. Or you can donate through the Grumpy Old Geeks Patreon page at patreon.com/GOG and get 10 exclusive tracks. Outro music for the show is provided by Andy Stachansky. You can follow Andy at twitter.com/houseofandy, and he's also on SoundCloud at grumpyoldgeeks.com/andy. Show notes for all the links discussed in this episode can be found at grumpyoldgeeks.com/130 and not in line in your podcast player.
Patreon!
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.